So, I wanted to add, I was talking about my son and I having a conversation about this whole family blow up. I mean, it's just a mess. It just really is. And I'm not proud of it. I'm not ashamed of it. It's more putting things on the table that should have been put there a long time ago. Again, my son and I were talking about how past trauma that's not truly healed. About 8 years ago, 8, 9 years ago, my mom and dad had moved back to a place they had lived. My dad retired and they came back to Colorado. And again, the family was disbanded. You know, it hadn't been whole for about 8 years. And my mom finally put it on the table. She said, "I'm having Easter dinner. You either come or you don't." And my mother is one of the sweetest, kindest, compassionate, loving people in the entire world. She always, always left you better than how she found you. This is why people loved my mother. Now, I can count on one hand and less than five fingers people who made fun of my mother, who did not care for my mother, who did not like my mother, who were frankly jealous of my mother. She was just that person. My last podcast, I talked about haters. It doesn't matter how pure of heart you are. You can have haters. But my mom was just one of those people. 99.7% of people who met my mom fell in love with her. That's just who she was. There was no hiding it. There was no need to. The woman was honest and caring. She would feed you. You're coming in. Guess what? You're going to put on 5 pounds before you leave that house. And you're going to feel like you can take a tiger by the tail by the time you're done talking to her. That is the essence of my mother. But going back, she had had enough. She had 5 children. She loved them all equally. And she was tired of making concessions for each one of us. So she and my dad put it on the table. This is what we're doing. And at that time, I wasn't married to my hippie at that time, but we were living together. And so he had not met 2 of my siblings. And I had relayed to him the story when we met, what was going on in my family. And it was odd to him because he had told me a couple of stories he had with his siblings. And it wasn't long. It wasn't months or years. It was resolved, whatever issues they had. You know, who hasn't had words with somebody that they care about or that they love? But they come back together because they're siblings. Now, I said, and it was, I was like, okay, mom and dad put it out there. We're showing up. And he was like, okay. The man loves me. The man understands what doing the right thing calls for. So he went with me. And we had been together a couple years. And he was going to meet the rest of the family members, immediate and theirs. And I had told my children, I don't want to talk about what happened. Let's just make peace and move forward. That is where I went wrong. It was Easter. I did not want to cause a scene. I didn't want to bring up any old pain or pain today. I just wanted to get through it with my mom and dad, with my family. Let bygones be bygones. Hence, we didn't fix the problem, right? The elephant in the room. The let's use the smallest Band-Aid possible for this tremendous gunshot wound. Let's sweep it under the rug. Yeah, that big lump right there, don't pay attention to it. The weeds that are strangling the beautiful garden, ignore it. It's still nice. You know, hey, look at that one rose that's blooming. It didn't get to that one. It killed the rest of the garden, but who cares? Whatever analogy you want to use, okay? You don't fix anything by ignoring it. If anything, it gets bigger. And so again, that's what my son and I were discussing, is that I just wanted to be done fighting. I didn't want the cure. I just wanted to be done with the poison that had seeped into my family. Because they went after my children as well. Okay. It was ugly. It was ugly. And we just wanted to put it behind us. But divorce happens to more than one family member. And the one thing I've learned about divorce is that it doesn't have to be ugly. I learned that. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I've lived it. It doesn't have to be ugly. What a concept. Let's be grown up and mature and just say, we don't know how to fix this. Or one of us doesn't care about fixing it, and that's okay. I need to be okay. I want our kids to be okay. And for as much as I have loved you and grown to hate you, I want you to be happy. Even if it's not with me, I want you to be okay. I want you to be more than okay. I want you to be happy because our children are watching us and how we settle disagreements. We are teaching them how to be with others when they don't agree. This is how we react. We get ugly. We get mean. That's exactly what we're doing. Our children are watching us and how we treat people that don't agree with us. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. You can dig your feet in your heels into the dirt all you want, but you know I'm right. You know that I'm right. And I want you to take a deep breath, take a step back, and ask yourself, how am I contributing to this mess? What am I contributing? And what can I do to make it better? Do I need to ask for forgiveness? Do I just need to apologize? Do I just need to make different choices so that my children are okay and that I'm okay? I can't control what she or he, depending on the situation, who divorced who or whatever, you get my point. I cannot make these people do anything. I can only be the best mom or dad possible to my children. As long as it doesn't cause them any pain, I will take it. I will eat shit fucking sandwiches, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so that they can be okay. Because I am strong enough in my convictions and knowing the right thing to do, to swallow it and continue on with my day. Because it will come out. All the documentation, all the texts, all the voicemails, all of it can be put on the table at any time for your child or children to see who kept instigating this. All right? The truth comes out. And you can stop right now and assess how much damage you've put into this. And you can start healing it. You can start making it better for everyone around you, even you. But you're going to have to take your lumps if you did the wrong thing out of anger, out of spite, out of jealousy, out of envy. Own those feelings. Own those choices. Own your actions. Maybe you've crossed the line. Maybe you've said things that you regret now. Right? That conviction is going to work against you. So you have the opportunity right now to start making different choices and healing the trauma that you have helped produce. Nobody is innocent in a divorce. Nobody. Maybe you chose not to ask questions about the finances or where they were all night, where they've been. Somebody noticed, oh, I saw so-and-so, and you ignored it. Whatever it is to get you to divorce, maybe you have a chance to reconcile. I don't know. Maybe you're not that far. Maybe you're halfway there. Maybe doubts are starting to seep into your head. I don't want to make the person I love angry because then they won't love me anymore. That's a huge red flag. I don't want to make them mad. You're afraid of the consequences for asking them. Trust and communication is everything. Maybe it's too late for that. Maybe you're done past it. That's okay. It's okay. If you can't fix it, the love is not there anymore. But once you have kids, what you two go through, don't care. That's on you. Your responsibilities lie on raising healthy, sensible, good human beings. That is your job. That is your role. That's the responsibility that you took when you had that child. It's okay if the love's not there anymore for each other. That's okay. The past, you own that. But you also can make a better future. And not just for yourself, but everybody around you. Because you're going to run into people that are falling out of love, that are in bitter divorces, that don't understand how they found themselves on the wrong side. And you can be a testament and a witness and give good, solid advice because you lived it and you learned from it. And you hold zero bitterness from it. That it made you better. That it is possible. Show other people that you can get better from the worst of circumstances and other people's choices. Right? Rise above. Okay? Sometimes shit floats. It happens. It happens. You'll look at somebody like, how the hell did you get up here? You are not nice. You take no accountability or responsibility for things that happen around you because of you. It happens. I've seen it. But for 90%+, people get better. And they understand accountability and what happens when you make poor choices. But when you make good ones, it benefits everyone, right? A few or everyone? A few? Because you made bad choices, it benefited a few, right? Including yourself. Or you do the right thing and it benefits everyone. Which one can you live with? Do you understand what you do affects other people? That's how you know whether you're still selfish or you understand your choices have consequences and you don't want other people to suffer because of them. We all have to grow up sometimes, right? I don't care how late in life you are. You can turn around and make it better, starting right this second, this moment in time. If this reached you and it makes sense to you and you're like, oh my God, what have I done? Your next question should be, what can I do to make it better?